And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Allison Schexnyder. She's the Wellness Director at the Miles Perret Cancer Services, here to talk about the center and in particular some wellness services they have that people may not know about. We know about certain services at the center. So maybe first of all, talk about the center and the mission of the center.
Sure. So most people here in Acadiana are familiar with the Games of Acadiana. That's big fundraiser for the center each August. And but the Miles Perret Cancer Services Center has been around for, gosh, I think it's been 12 years now. And it's a full cancer services center. Anybody that's been diagnosed with cancer, there's a, you know, a room for where people can go and get prosthetics, and there's a wig room, and just all kinds of support. It's endless. It goes on and on.
And it's a center for both men and women.
Yes. And adults. I know there's lots of, there's anyone that has ever been diagnosed with cancer, whether it's you're currently in treatment or you had treatment, you know, several years ago. The services that are available kind of depend on where you are. But it's anyone with any kind of cancer.
So describe the full range of support services. I know you mentioned kind of some of the rooms you have, like the wig room and the prosthetics and everything, but you have a lot of support groups and support services there.
Yeah, there's monthly breast cancer support groups. There are caregiver support groups. They have children's programs, Smiles for Miles, where they have children's activities, all sorts of things.
So in addition to, and you're very interested that people understand this, that you don't have to be in treatment in order to use the services of the Miles Perret Cancer Services.
That's right.
Center.
Depending on sort of where you are, certain services are for people that are currently in treatment.
Right.
But the Wellness Center in particular is a it's I think one of the little known services that we have, and it's a huge service. It's a beautiful gem, and we have, you know, treadmills and elliptical machines and all sorts of group exercise classes, gentle yoga, Pilates and toning, core stability, and it's free for anybody that's ever been diagnosed with cancer, whether you're in treatment, out of treatment, young, old, healthy, unhealthy. If you've never exercised before, and we do sort of personal training, individualized programs, that's what we really specialize in. It's personal training can be quite expensive.
So what is the thought behind this? You know, obviously people think, yes, when you're in treatment and you're having a difficult time and there are all kinds of services you need. So what is the point of having these once you're finished with treatment, in remission, and why do you all consider that part of your mission?
In terms of exercise for...
Yes.
Know that, you know, exercise and nutrition play a big, huge part in our in health and wellness. So and even for people that are in treatment, the doctors, you know, they used to say if you were in the midst of chemotherapy, go home and rest. Well, now the research is very clear in showing that as little as 10 minutes a day of moderate movement is helpful, incredibly helpful to offset a lot of the side effects from the chemo radiation, even helping to heal from surgery. So we're wanting to assist people and help them also find what moderate looks like, what that means. In a supported atmosphere. So there our clients are there with other survivors. And that is the other part of the wellness, you know, is that emotional support that they get from other survivors. And, those that are in treatment sometimes come in and say, oh, it's so nice to be able to come and, you know, walk on a treadmill next to someone and, you know, take off my wig or my beanie because it's so hot and, you know, and not have to explain and not have to. There's understanding there when, you know, people that have been through something, they understand, unlike, you know, if you haven't been there.
That whole point of the support group, the support arena.
Yeah.
So what kinds of people do you have working in the wellness center? You're the director
of
the wellness
center.
So it's me.
It's me. It's a pretty small staff. It's myself. And we also have Brittany McDade, who is, she's graduating next Saturday. But so she's been our intern, but she's going to be working with us on more of a full-time basis. And we utilize interns from UL, from both the kinesiology as well as the dietetics
program that they have here.
Yes, it is. So, but it's mostly myself. I teach most of the group classes with Brittany's help. So it's...
Well, you're a very accomplished yoga teacher and have been involved in health for a long time.
Thank you. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've always been interested in health and nutrition and yoga. Yeah. I love it. And I love helping people, you know, guiding them through gentle movement that makes them feel better. Mm-hmm. And again, there's that connective quality, you know, the group classes and the support that they get. The Wellness Center is very much a community center for cancer patients of any stage, any age. And we also have, you know, part of that, you know, not just exercise, but also nutrition is a big part of it. So we're always trying to, you know, we're not dietitians or nutritionists. I'm not anyway. But, you know, over the years, lots of knowledge and reading the latest research and all. But we do have quarterly nutrition classes where we have a registered dietitian as well as a certified health coach come in and give a talk on a particular topic. So, and we have one of those, our second quarter class that's coming up on graduation day. It's on May.
On UL graduation day.
UL graduation day. Mm-hmm. It's May 17th from 10 to 12. And it's at the center and it's free for, you know, cancer survivors, any stage, any age, and they're welcome to bring guests. And there's food, there's recipes that people can take home and a great way to connect and learn
Very
something.
Very useful. Well, so the services that you provide as the wellness director, do people need to set up an appointment with you or do they just show up at this
They do. There's
the
a little
gym?
Bit of a process because mm-hmm. we like to get a referral from their physician and we also like to schedule a wellness assessment for their first visit so we can get to know them and help to set up an individualized program. So I would say for anybody that's interested, the best thing to do is just to call the Miles Pratt Cancer Services Center and ask for the Wellness Center for Allison. And I'll be glad to
walk them through the process
exactly.
of getting involved.
Yeah, it's very easy. It's mm-hmm. very easy, effortless process.
And so you should do that even if you just wanted to use the gym for
yes.
exercise.
Yes.
So you go through that process. And
yeah.
And that's very helpful to you in understanding who you have there.
Sure. Because we want to help everyone to the best of our ability. So knowing all about their particular situation, what they're struggling with, you know, a program for someone who is just recovering from, you know, breast cancer, breast surgery, their program is going to look much different from someone who has maybe lymphoma. Mm-hmm. So we really try to, you know, again, we're not physical therapists, but we, you know, certainly can assist with the recovery process.
Right.
Yeah.
So call if you're interested or you know someone who could possibly be interested.
Sure. Yes. Tell your friends, tell your family. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, so many of us know people in our own families and, you know, within our groups of friends who have a cancer diagnosis, and it's often overwhelming and very scary. And the center at large, in addition to the Wellness Center, there's just people are sometimes nervous to make that first step and come in. They don't know what to expect, but it's a remarkable place with so much love and support. And it's not a sad place. It's a place of great hope. And
you don't, when you walk in, you're not just left to your own devices. There is somebody who guides you and leads you through what's available there.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Holds your hands. Lots of people.
Hand-holding there.
Yes.
Yes. If you are just tuning in, we are talking about the Miles Perret Cancer Services Center. My guest, Allison Schecksnyder, is director of the Wellness Center within the larger center. Very interesting part of that center, of which there are so many aspects, as Allison has been describing.
Yes.
But it is open to everyone. And do you have to be in Lafayette Parish? Can you be in any parish? How does that?
Being the wellness director, this is not usually my talking points. We do serve
a certain region
within a ten parish region.
Okay. A 10 parish region. And that's probably on your website.
It is absolutely on our website. Yeah.
Because since we cover most of South Louisiana, just people hearing it might be very interested in it. So you can check out the website. And what is that website?
The website is milesperettcenter.org.
Okay, milesperettcenter.org. And you can find out how large a region that they cover.
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. we do have – it's a pretty broad service area. There's so many different services.
Yes.
And again, all of those are listed – on our website.
Right. And describe the facility. What sort of, what does it look like? The larger facility and then perhaps a wellness center?
Yeah, so we're located inside of what used to be the Lord's After Hours Clinic on Kali Saloon. And it's a multi-story building. So we're on the first and the second floor. The wellness center is on the ground floor. And the larger services are in all of the service coordinators' offices, the prosthetics room and the wig room and all are located upstairs. But our wellness center is beautiful. We have a resource library with all sorts of cookbooks and healthy recipes and tons of information on nutrition and healthy survivorship. And yeah, like I said, our gym, we've got, you know, rowing machine and elliptical machine, treadmills, recumbent bicycles, weights, all kinds of stuff. And group classes that are, if I may say so myself, that are really fun and very high quality.
And what kinds of group classes are there?
Yeah, so we have gentle yoga classes, three classes per week. And then we also have Pilates and toning. And then we have, we just added the beginning of the year, what we call core stability. And they're just a 30-minute class that focuses on core strength and balance and toning. And we use all sorts of bolsters and straps and bands. We make it different each time. We also have a circuit class. Another thing too, we some people are not aware of, we changed our wellness hours at the beginning of the year to accommodate people that might work from 8 to 5, which is a lot of people.
Yes.
So we now have some evening hours in the wellness center on Tuesday and Thursday evenings with group classes, as well as the first and third Saturday of each month. We're open from 8 to 12 in the wellness center.
So really trying to accommodate everyone's schedule.
We are. Yeah.
Now, is that information on the website?
That is. Along with our the wellness schedule. So when all of the group classes are happening, all of that's there on the website.
All right. Well, people should, what a great resource. I mean, just hearing what classes are being offered. And as you said, they are free.
It's all free. It is. There's no charge at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a really good opportunity to meet people who have similar circumstances and, as you say, just immediately understand whatever you're going through.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people will walk in overwhelmed and, you know, sometimes in tears and rightly so. And it's amazing to watch how quickly they're uplifted by seeing someone who's been through it and, you know, kind of on the other end of things, mm-hmm. That encouragement and... I mean, it's very inspiring. It's a really inspiring place. A lot of people ask me, you know, in the work that I do, you know, isn't that a really sort of depressing job? But it's quite the opposite. I mean, these people, especially the ones that I see in the wellness center, are full of fire and hope and
energy,
inspiration,
after being in classes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, again, Allison is hoping that anyone who is experiencing this or knows someone who is,
even if you don't feel particularly well enough or energetic enough to come, there's still a place for you because we can find, you know, really really gentle movement that can help a lot.
Mm. Yeah. Well, find out more about it. And as we said, there is the website, but you can call directly and find out more, maybe speak with you as well, or just come by for a tour of the facilities and just see what you all have to offer.
Sure. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Come stop in.
Well, that is the Miles Perrett Cancer Services. Within the larger services, there is a wellness center, and Allison Schecksnyder is the director of that center. Free to everyone, lots of classes, lots of equipment, lots of opportunities for learning more about health and diet there.
Yeah.
And when is the next presentation you mentioned?
Sure, yeah. Our next nutrition class is on Saturday, May 17th at the Wellness Center, and it is from 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. There'll be a presentation by a dietitian along with a sort of food demo. We don't have a kitchen, but there'll be three different recipes that'll be presented, all healthy whole foods, and we get to taste the food. So it's a nice way to be introduced to something that you may not have eaten before, or may have turned your nose up at before. And we give recipes, and it's fun. Yeah.
Inspiring. Yeah. So that's a week from this Saturday.
That is.
A week from this Saturday.
A week from this Saturday.
Even if it's your graduation, not everybody's involved in
that. That's right.
So find out more about that. Yes. That is at the Wellness Center a week from Saturday.
Yes.
Might be a good introduction to what they have to offer there.
Yes,
for you, for someone in your family, one of your friends who may need this information
and
the support.
And you can just call the center to RSVP. Okay. Yeah, 984-1920 is the number.
All right. Miles Perret Service, Cancer Services, and that would be milesperretservices.org.
MilesPerretCenter.org.
Yes. MilesPerretCenter.org. Just to check out location information or some of the things that Allison has been talking about.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Allison, for letting us know more about this.
Thank you, Judith,
we look forward
for
in the future
me.
To hearing about more activities there.
Yes. Thank you.